AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is ordering all American flags on government buildings and facilities flown at half staff until Saturday as a mark of respect for the victims of the 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. Six people were killed. Police say the suspect planned the attacks for weeks and got away dressed as a woman. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
More than 70 rounds fired, captured on Rain and Ellie's video. Lake County Major Crime Task Force's Chris Cavelli says the AR-15-style rifle was legally purchased and traced back to 21-year-old Robert Cremo, who went to great lengths to get away.
Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing.
And Cavelli says
he dropped his rifle and he blended in with the crowd and he escaped. He walked to his mother's home, who lived in the area.
He took her car. Police put out his picture, caught up with him. Cavelli calls the attack random.
We have no information to suggest at this point it was racially motivated by religion or any other protected status.
The youngest victim, 8, the oldest, 85, and several of the wounded are children. I'm Julie Walker.
A big shakeup in the British government, and it could get even bigger. Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and Health Secretary Sajid Javid resigned within minutes of each other after Prime Minister Boris Johnson was forced to acknowledge he had to change his story on the way he handled allegations of sexual misconduct by a senior member of his government. This could spell the end of Johnson's leadership. President Biden presented the nation's highest military honor, the Medal of Freedom, to four Army soldiers for heroism during the Vietnam War.
50 years since the jungles of Vietnam, where as young men these soldiers first proved their mettle. But time has not diminished their astonishing bravery, their selflessness in putting the lives of others ahead of their own, and the gratitude we as a nation owe them.
This is AP News. An expert says there is growing doubt about finding survivors from an avalanche in Italy. At least 7 people died.
Nicola Casagli, a geologist and avalanche expert at Florence University, tells the AP it's clear the avalanche is closely linked to climate change. And he says if we do not take decisive measures to counter such effects, such avalanches will become more and more frequent, like certain types of landslides. Casagli adds that it must be a wake-up call that this event happened during a scorching summer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NASA says it lost contact with a $32.7 million spacecraft, Capstone, headed to the moon to test out a lopsided lunar orbit. But agency engineers are hopeful they can fix the problem. Engineers are trying to find the cause of the communications drop-off. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.